Hello, everyone. This is Off Topic Talk, Microcast number 3 for September 17th, 2006. In show number 8, I spent some time talking about Nikola Tesla, and as it turns out, the name is back in the news yet again. Tesla Motors has introduced a brand new electric car to the market, the Tesla Roadster. The Roadster looks like the direction that we've been hoping electric cars could go in for some time now. This car has some amazing performance numbers. It can go from 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds, it tops out at about 130 miles an hour, and you can travel up to 250 miles on a single charge. Oh, and one more thing. The Tesla Roadster is a convertible sports car built along the lines of the Lotus Elise. The picture that I'm looking at right now, this is a really nice looking car. Speed, acceleration, efficiency, this package is just too good to be true. Using the home charging system, it takes about 3.5 hours to do a full charge of the battery system. Let me be especially clear here, this is an entirely electric car. It is not a hybrid, it's not an alternate fuel. It is a battery-operated car, and it can outperform most of the other regular cars on the road today. This is where this technology is supposed to have been going, and thank goodness the folks at Tesla Motors are bringing it to us. Their website, teslamotors.com, has a whole bunch of information. You can get some detailed numbers on actual costs to run the car, information about where you can purchase it. Oh, and by the way, this special pre-release model, it's going to run $90,000 to $100,000. However, the organization is planning on releasing a four-door electric car a little further down the road. If they have been able to turn out a vehicle of this quality at this point in time, a few more years of development in the technology means we should be able to get some nice, affordable, more family-friendly cars also using this same incredible electric technology. A few other tidbits of information. I'm afraid that for all of us tech geeks, the Roadster is not Bluetooth-enabled, although they are considering. A full charge with the home charging system, as I mentioned, takes about 3.5 hours. It does come with a portable system in the trunk, allowing you to plug into a variety of outlets, although they don't have any information that I've been able to find on how long charging with the portable system takes. One of the things that makes the car so efficient in terms of its mileage is it's built with a composite carbon fiber body. Right now, they are doing crash tests on the body, so there's no information on how safe this is. Since they've sold a number of vehicles already, it must have passed some minimal safety standard somewhere down the line. There's been a lot of information in the news recently about lithium-ion batteries having a thermal event, overheating, catching fire, exploding, and this particular car packs in something on the order of 6,000 lithium-ion cells. So that has the potential to be a little bit scary. However, there is some information on the safety features that they are including in the vehicle to prevent chain reaction thermal events with the lithium-ion batteries. And these issues with the batteries are being addressed so that it is less and less likely to occur. I don't think this will be a major safety concern for the car. They do talk a little bit about how the battery's performance does begin to degrade after about 500 charges. Something to consider is that if you charge the car only when it needs to be charged, coming up on 250 miles, after 500 charges, you've put over 120,000 miles on the car, and at that point, the batteries don't stop working, they just start to become less efficient. So you're still getting an amazing return and an amazing amount of mileage out of this vehicle. Imagine what gas costs would be on almost any other sport car after 125,000 miles. Tesla Motors has produced a really remarkable machine using some technology that continues to improve day by day. This may be the thing that we have been looking for to start moving our vehicles away from the rather messy and inefficient gasoline power source. Let's see what the future holds with this. I'm going to be really interested to see where Tesla and the other auto manufacturers go now that this technology is becoming so efficient. This has been an Off-Topic Talk Microcast. I would love to hear some feedback from any listeners. You can drop it at the blog offtopictalk.blogspot.com. You can email me at offtopictalk.gmail.com. I have let my voicemail phone line cancel, so I'm not taking any calls on the voicemail line anymore. There is a link to leave voice messages on the blog site through Odeo. Off Topic Talk is produced under Creative Commons, Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-alike license. Music today was Voltage Clamp by Rubber Band Banjo. Get music at podshow.com. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll have a regular episode coming up in the next week or so come back soon. Off Topic Talk is a member of the Blueberry Podcasting Network at blueberry.com. That's blueberry without any E's, BLUBRRY.com.